Good afternoon, unevenly even family, friends, listeners, new listeners, more listeners. I hope everyone is having a beautiful, inspiring, abundant Thursday. We are one day away from Friday, and I'm so excited because I have school every single day of the week. So the weekend is like my party time. My party time to catch up on sleep, my party time to catch up on homework, to study. I'm just so excited for the weekends now. And this week, something had actually come up that I wanted to speak about. One of the young guys in my class, my Spanish class, I came in and he was like, "Hey, India, I have a question for you." And I was like, "Yeah, sure." He's like, "Why did your parents name you India?" And all this fear started coming up. I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I really don't know." I didn't know the answer to his question. And the reason I didn't know the answer to his question was because I was adopted. And my name was India before my foster parents or adopted parents adopted me. And I was just so nervous. I'm like, "Oh my gosh, what am I going to explain to him? How am I going to explain my story?" Like, I was thinking of all the reasons why I couldn't tell him. And then I just took a breath. And I simply said, "I'm not sure." And I giggled a little bit. I was like, "I'm adopted, so I'm not sure. I was named India before. My name was given before I was adopted." And he was like, "Really? I'm adopted too." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, really?" And we just like high-fived. But the point of that story and the point of me telling that story was because, what if I let that fear take over? What if I said to myself, "Oh, I don't know, so I'm just, you know, not going to answer, or I'm just going to lie or something," and not tell the truth and not be honest with myself or honest with the person that I'm around about my true story. And I decided that that's not what I was going to do. I wanted to be so authentic that I said with integrity and with confidence, "Yeah, man, I'm adopted. I don't know why. I mean, my name's cool." And he was just like, "Yeah." And we had something, and I found a similarity between me and another person just that quick. And we high-fived. We were so happy about it, you know, and now we get to sit down together and be like, "So what was your adoption?" You know, I get to build another relationship. I get to build something more. But if I would have let that fear stop me from building something more with that other person, I could have stopped a blessing from walking into my life. And when we're so authentic and so truthful with ourselves and with the world, we open so many other doors to our growth, to our personal growth, to our personal, you know, to standing in our personal truth and in our personal power that just motivates us and also motivates another person. And, you know, I just want to encourage everybody to be authentically you, not scared to show, to take off that mask and to show who you truly are to the world. Because guess what? Somebody else is hiding behind a mask that they are waiting for you to take off for them. And, you know, what if, you know, maybe he was standing behind a mask that he didn't want to take off and I took mine off, therefore he took his off. And so, you know, going throughout the world and taking off these masks and being authentically us is what, you know, we're here to do, is what we're here to build, is what we're here to create, is to help each other take off those masks. And yesterday was actually another powerful story that I must share. I was driving Lyft and this young guy got into my car and he was just like, "Wow, it's just been a shitty day," and just talking down on the day. And I was having a really good day. I was like, "No, it's not a shitty day. It's a great day," you know, trying to think positively. And he was just like, "Wow, I really enjoyed the positivity, you know, you're sharing with me today." And I was just like, "You're welcome. No problem, man. You know, we always got to stay positive about the day. We never know." And, you know, we're just riding along and I have a podcast going and he's just chilling in the back. And then he asked me, he's like, hey, can I ask you a really personal question? And I was like, yeah, no problem, man. And I'm not afraid of personal questions. I love to be authentic. I love to, you know, open myself up to opportunities that present themselves. And so I was like, yeah, go ahead, ask. And he was just like, have you ever been addicted to anything? And I'm like, you know, I wasn't expecting that question. he's like, have you ever been addicted to anything? And I'm like, addicted to something? No, I haven't. I can't remember. I mean, he's like, well, have you faced somebody who has been addicted to something? And I'm like, no, not that I can remember. I mean, my mom's been addicted to cigarettes. And in that moment, I really couldn't remember. But just, and then he goes on and he says, well, I'm going to my first AA meeting and I'm nervous and scared. And, you know, he was just going through so many emotions. He's like, I gulped down a bottle last night to, you know, stop my nerves. And he was just being so authentically him yesterday. And I turned down my podcast and I was just like, you're taking the first step. So there's no reason to beat yourself up when you're taking the first step. You know, you recognize what the problem was and you're finding the solution. You know what the solution is. So don't beat yourself up about it. You should be happy. You should be, you know, thrilled. You should be excited that you are taking the first step. Some people don't take the first step until later on in life. And, you know, I was just in the car, you know, just talking wisdom and power and inspiration to him. And he was just like, wow, thank you so much, India, for just uplifting me and helping me through this, because he was just so nervous. He's like, this helped me calm my nerves. I can say that I can walk in there and not be so afraid, you know? And that just touched my heart yesterday for me to actually, you know, inspire someone else, and not think about myself and not think about who's going to inspire me today or who's going to come, but me actually give the inspiration to someone. And that just ties in with being authentically you, because you never know who you're going to come in contact with and what opportunity and what light you can allow for someone else to shine. And, you know, that's what I figured out in my duty on this planet, is to allow other people's lights to shine just as bright as mine shines. And even if they can't find that light, allowing it to shine just a little bit, finding it, you know, you can find that light within somebody, within the darkness that they may be going through. There is light. There's light. Everybody has that light because your soul is light. So that was a lot for today, and I was just really excited about those two things happening, and I just hope everybody has a great Thursday, and I hope whoever listens to this needs this today and is inspired by this and just goes and touches somebody else's life today, because you do not know whose life you can change by just the words that you speak to them. So everybody, continue to reach, teach, and be unevenly even, because that's who we are. And some people have been having questions about the name Unevenly Even and what it means. It means the yin and the yang, the light and the dark coming together and making this beautiful creation. We all have masculine and feminine energies within us. And how do we hone in and allow those masculine and feminine energies to co-create together? And that's what Unevenly Even stands for. So thank you, everyone, and have a great Thursday, and I will speak to you all soon.